a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Scott, it's been a lot going on this show, hasn't it?
It really has.
You think about BYU and the college football rankings and them coming out at 14, how disappointed BYU fans have been. Had Bill Riley on last hour talking about the Utes and whether or not a game against Washington was going to happen. He said, yeah, it's going to happen. And while we were in that break, it happened. So Utah and Washington playing one another this Saturday evening, 8:30 p.m. They're at least playing. And that's a good game, too. It's not like they're signing up and they got to play Wazoo or Oregon State. No offense to those fine institutions. But UW is – I mean, they've won the big – or the Pac-12 two out of the last 3 years. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal to be playing the Huskies. And while they're not in their top form either, their defense is really good. I watched that Arizona game late last Saturday and middle of the day Saturday. That's a good Husky defense. So I'm interested to see what the Utes are going to do to prepare for those guys. In the meantime, though, Scott, we got to jump into something a little bit more fun, a little bit more it's holiday mood stuff. All right. So let's do a Ask Scott Anything segment.
KSL's Unrivaled. ASA. Ask Scott Anything. Insider questions. Candid answers. Nothing's off limits. Just don't make it awkward. It's Ask Scott Anything.
All right, so I'm gonna start off with something you teased right before the break, Scott. What is this thing that you used to prank the rookies with that had to do with turkeys? This is at Detroit, then, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Because you guys were the Thanksgiving team.
So what? And it backfired.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of this thing where
it was a one-time deal.
What they would tell all the rookies, because these guys are, you know, a lot of them are like, well, what do you do for Thanksgiving and, you know, all this stuff. So they said, you go to this this grocery store. And it was sent. They sent them out like in the middle of nowhere, right?
Right.
And they said, you know, there's a free turkey. You get a free turkey for Thanksgiving,
right?
So a bunch of these rookies go out to this store, and they show up, and they're like, "Hey, we're
Detroit Lions,
right? And
we're here for that free turkey.
We're here for the free turkeys, right?" So the store goes, "Well, let me go talk to my manager." Because, you know, I
don't know about it, but
we
it sounds
we prepared
great
for this. But yeah, I mean, yeah. Sure, you know.
And, so, and they look at him and they're going, "No, I recognize him. He's a rookie this year." Yeah.
Yes. So they go and they go and get the manager, and the manager is like
over the moon.
Well, oh shoot, okay, then I guess we have to. We'll get you the turkeys,
right?
So they end up giving them turkeys. And they gave them extra turkeys.
Oh my
goodness!
To take
back to other players, yes, who weren't able to.
Can I get a turkey for my grandma? I'm going to send it to her. She's in Mississippi.
So all these rookies show up with these turkeys. Like, hey,
and
look,
you guys are going, where'd you get them?
Oh, man.
And somebody had to have made – did somebody make the grocery store owner whole at least? Did the Detroit Lions
– I really don't.
Because that's where you know, Matt Gephardt shows up and goes, did you take the turkeys – from this store. Like, KSL Investigates goes hard after the professional football players whose salary exceeds more than $1 million stole turkeys from the under the guise of getting quote unquote free turkeys this year. Like, this whole thing, if it was 2020, would be really weird, because they'd be like, hey, the Detroit Lions are at my store and they're taking these turkeys. They said that they get free ones this year, and I don't know what to say. So I hope the Ford family made
that. Yeah, that's too much of a sophisticated question, Alex. we didn't think that far, right? We were just like,
you guys are bums.
I wasn't involved in this. I'm just going to say
guys
that
are bums.
Right now.
I'm sure someone
took
you
it.
Had one of the I don't know, is it your best career day as a professional football player on a Thanksgiving?
On Thanksgiving, yeah.
Yeah. What was the – was this against the Cowboys? No. Sorry. This was a Vikings – this was a divisional matchup, wasn't it?
There's so many games. I just get confused.
Tell me what – tell me – you. But this one won't confuse you, because something tells me you're going to
against the Minnesota Vikings.
So tell me
1995.
What – 1995. Tell me what happened. 1995, Minnesota Vikings. Tell me what happened.
So the thing that – well, I got a turkey leg at the end of the game. The John Madden ones, yeah.
Those are rife with – those are just absolutely chock full of bacteria, by the way.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if they are or they aren't, but I will just tell you this. They were good.
Oh, it was good.
Yes.
I just imagined it was just for window dressing.
No. It was a lot better than actually what I thought it was. A whole lot better.
So it's like it always looked to me like it was one of the, you know, the
I'm going to say
Disneyland smoked turkey legs. That's what it looked like.
I'm going to say that was the biggest surprise for me
as a professional athlete
on Thanksgiving. Yes. Oh. The
turkey leg lived up.
It was, yes. That's better amazing. Better than actually anticipated.
See, now that these are the kind of little things that you would have never anticipated, cuz at some point he started making those like super turkeys that had like 9 legs on them.
A turducken is what it was called.
Right. He would have all those. He would put all those
See,
turkey
the duck,
legs.
The duck thing kind of is kind of gross to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I don't like duck either. Yeah.
I mean, if duck's done right, duck's good, but I don't know.
You know, you and I still actually need to go out and
well, it's a turkey, a duck, and a chicken.
You know, yeah, I got you.
Start of a good joke is what that is.
We still haven't bagged any ducks together while hunting.
Oh, we should go do that.
I know. We need to still figure that out. All right. Scott, on Thanksgiving, what was the thing that you liked the most as a professional athlete on Thanksgiving, aside from being able to play, things like that? Like, did you guys just have amazing spreads and things like that?
Oh, yeah. They had a meal for us the day before. So it was such a frantic week, because everything is just – it's just sped up, right? So they had these amazing chefs who worked – for the, you know, they fed us lunches and breakfast
right.
and all that. And they would make this Thanksgiving feast that was phenomenal. Mm. Oh, it was so good. And it was just a fun, festive time. You know, you'd have the high school state championships in Michigan over the Thanksgiving holidays. Thanksgiving was a very, very festive time.
Well, and you have a lot of guys who come from all different parts of the country. None of them are going to be at home for Thanksgiving. You're all together for Thanksgiving, because part of the tradition is if you're a Detroit Lion, you're playing on Thanksgiving. So that must have been fun too, where everybody kind of gets together and goes, man, I miss my mom or my grandma's cooking. But to be able to kind of all get together as a team.
Speaking of
cool.
mom's cooking,
mm-hmm.
we'd always travel and play places, right? So you go to other cities.
Yes.
And guys were from places.
Oh, yeah.
And someone's mom always showed up with an insane amount of just
oh right, because they're like, mom, will you bring your chili?
Oh,
will you bring your
no? It was like southern.
Oh, like, will you bring the collard greens? Oh my,
that's
see
some serious food. You just have no idea.
I think that we've tied ourselves down to some real garbage sides with Thanksgiving sometimes. And
why do we always talk about food on our show?
Scott, this is it's our duty. It's Thanksgiving week. It's our duty. Yes. We're helping out the American people with this, all right? I'm just saying, I think we could adjust our sights and adjust our sides on Thanksgiving. That's my new T-shirt. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Jeremiah Jensen from KSL 5 Television is going to chop up some of the crazy news from today and this week on KSL's Unrivaled. Stay with us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.